Spotify, the place for fashion podcast. I am your host, Lexi Silverstein. On today's episode, we have a fabulous social media content creator and a fellow sustainable fashion advocate with a maximalist twist to it all. Hey, Sarah, how are you today?
I'm doing super well. How are you?
I'm so good. I'm so glad to have you on. So for those who don't know you, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So my name's Sarah Campos Zarconi, but a lot of people know me better as Sarah Camps on TikTok, but I'm a content creator and stylist, and I've been doing that now for 5 months, 4 months, not too long full time, but I mainly focus on sustainability, a lot of thrifting and vintage pieces, and I love maximalism, which is, of course, I guess the opposite of minimalism, a lot of color, a lot of prints, just a lot of super fun, wild outfits. That's my favorite thing.
I love it. I love it. I love it. So how long, you mentioned that you've been a stylist for 5 months, or was that also a content creator? And when you first got on social, was that like, were you just posting for fun and then it became a career, or were you going into it wanting it to be a career?
Yeah. So I've always been very into, I guess I've always had this like love for fashion growing up and everything. And I guess I would post normally on Instagram the last few years, just my fashion content. But I think it was when I started posting on TikTok that I found a lot of traction with my videos. I started growing on there. And now I've just been able to basically work as a content creator full time. So this is like my main job now. And I do styling as well. Some shoots I've styled for artists and different brands. Sometimes I'm just styling myself and modeling in a shoot, but it's so much fun. It's something that I don't think I ever really thought I'd be able to do for a living, make a job out of it. But if I had to pick anything to be doing in the world, this is definitely what I choose to do. So I love every minute of it.
That is so, so great. You know, you said that you kind of always been into fashion. When did you kind of like, I don't know that you wanted it to be a part of your career, or what really got you into fashion in the first place?
Yeah. So growing up, I don't think I had too many people in my life that were like a huge fashion influence, but I do have a lot of artsy people in my life. So I took art classes growing up. I've always been more of a creative person, definitely always making new things or trying out new things where I can come up with my own unique ideas. And I guess it started translating into fashion and just the way that I dress myself over, you know, the next few years. And then I think when I got to high school, when I started like secondhand shopping for the first time. At the time too, it was like not cool to go thrift shopping. People were always like, oh, that's so gross. But I think that alone is something that really opened up my eyes to the fact that there are so many different styles and pieces that you can throw into your own personal style and make work with the wardrobe that you already have. I think sometimes I definitely used to shop like a lot more fast fashion and stuff like that. And I think that, again, growing up, it's very easy to fall into shopping fast fashion when there are trends constantly coming out, new things that are like the hot thing to wear right now. I think figuring out your personal style as the years go on, it does take time and all of that, a lot of confidence building. But I think that's also helped lead me in the right direction in terms of sustainability in fashion as well. I find the pieces that I love the most are the ones that have history behind them or are so unique that, you know, no one else is going to be wearing that kind of piece.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think that thrifting, I always suggest it to people when they're trying to find their own personal style. Yeah. Like I totally did like shop fast fashion growing up. And there's so many reasons why
the
fashion industry isn't marketed as this harmful industry, as harmful as it is. We like know it to be this great, beautiful place that when we're stressed, we go shopping and then we buy them once and then we never wear it again and we get rid of it somewhere. But when I used to go into these stores like Zara, Urban Outfitters, it's a very like niche style. Like you're walking into a store that has 10 or 20 of the same item and everyone's going to go in that same store and buy another one of those 20 things. You're getting the trends, and trends are fun and they're great. And they're like also a great way of becoming more in touch with the fashion industry. But it's so easy to follow them rather than finding out what you actually genuinely like. And so I always found that, like, when I was able to, like, walk into a thrift store and genuinely pick out things that I enjoy that bring me happiness or that I would wear, it's so much easier to find that personal style.
Oh, yeah.
So speaking of personal style, so you mentioned a little bit thrifting and stuff like that. How did you start really getting in touch with this maximal side of fashion? And I feel like it's so hard, like, to put together these such incredible outfits that you wear and then make them look like freaking extraordinary. So what was that process like of finding your own personal style, and what tips do you have to help others find their own personal style?
For me, I think honestly, it is a lot of like trial and error. I think I've tried almost like different personal styles in a way. Like, I definitely used to wear a lot less color. I definitely a lot more minimal. I'm sure there are photos of me like from years ago where I almost was like a minimalist. So I think sometimes it's just trying out new things and seeing how you feel in that. I mean, I always wear things that make me feel good, that I can look in the mirror and I'm like, this outfit looks bomb. I love it. I feel confident in it. So I think that's what I always try and focus on. But as I'm building an outfit, I almost don't even think of any like fashion rules or anything that I guess maybe we were like told when we were younger. I just really go for it. I love mixing prints. I just like the way it looks. I think to me, my outfits are very busy and there's always a lot going on, but it's so interesting to see people like stare at them and try and dissect like each individual piece and why I put that there and why I'm like wearing this with this. So it's really cool. I feel like I almost tell like a story with my outfits, and a lot of people are always will always say to me, like, it's definitely a trust the process kind of outfit. I pre-plan my outfit like the night before, so I'll lay it out almost like a flat lay kind of thing. I'm a very visual person, so I need to see what it looks like. And I'll usually start with one piece maybe if I'm specifically styling something, and I'll just build off of there. I love layering, so I'll add layers where I can. Like fall and winter time are like my thing because I can layer as much as I want. But I really just like to have fun with it. A lot of the pieces in my wardrobe, I really, really love, and I love rewearing them. And so I think that's a big thing too. When you have pieces in your wardrobe that become part of your personal style, I think it's hard to put together an outfit that you don't like. Like, even if it's a little mismatch, you try it on sometimes and you're like, maybe this is too much. I just think that if you are wearing something where you truly love all these pieces, they make you feel good. I think it's hard to ever really, you know, not come up with something that you're going to enjoy in some way. That's the way I think when I get dressed.
No, definitely. It's so funny that you mentioned that you like lay out all of your clothes the night before, because ever since I can remember, my parents will make fun of me for it to this day in like a nice way. And like, you're so cute, like whatever. Yeah. But most like kindergartners the day before the first day of like elementary school, they're like worried about they're going to do, who they're going to hang out with, like what their teacher's going to be like. I was worried about my outfit. So my entire like school experience, ever since I can remember, I would lay out my clothes and like how I would wear them. So like, the underwear would match the socks, and not that like that mattered, but it mattered. It always mattered. And it would be like the jewelry, and I would lay it out perfectly as how I would wear it. I put the shoes, and my parents would walk in and they'd be like, oh, wow. I don't know how they didn't foresee me like being in the fashion industry, considering I'm doing this as like a freaking 5-year-old. But I do the same thing, girl. Still to this day. So one thing, speaking of school, that I experienced a lot in school was this feeling of needing to fit in. And it was definitely really hard to express myself in any way, shape, or form when I was in high school. Even when I thought that I was like expressing myself, I was so worried about what other people were gonna say about my outfit or say about me. So how do you suggest others who have experienced the same feeling, how do they find a way to maybe become more confident in themselves and care less about what other people think? And what has your experience with this been like?
So I definitely get this question like often, even on my TikToks in the comments. A lot of people will ask, they'll even make comments about, oh, I just really wish like I had the confidence to wear this. And I think sometimes people doubt themselves, or they kind of like almost doubt the confidence that even clothing can bring you. I definitely think I feel so much better when I'm in an outfit that I feel good in. It's the same thing with like makeup too. We wear it sometimes because it helps us with our confidence, and there's nothing wrong with that. I think it's amazing and it's a great tool to use. And I think that it is definitely hard, especially being in school when people are seeing you on a daily basis. And there is a lot of pressure to fit in and look a certain way. When I was in high school, I had to wear a uniform every day. That was a little different for me because, again, like during high school, I did really enjoy fashion still. So I would try and tweak our uniform a little bit to make it my own. But then again, I would get in trouble on a daily basis for being considered out of uniform. So I had a little bit of a different experience, but I think that surrounding yourself with people, especially when you're in high school or in middle school or whatever age you are, surrounding yourself, especially with friends that support you, that love you for who you are, I think that's a huge thing. And it's all obviously a little bit tricky being in school, figuring out who those people are. But really, as you do get older and as you go through different life experiences, I feel like with that comes confidence in yourself. I feel like I definitely probably was not even as confident as I am to dress the way I do even a few years ago. And I was already graduated high school then. So it takes time. I always kind of just like to handle like any kind of negative comments or like hate or anything like that just super casually. I'm super like nonchalant about it. I don't like to engage in anything. And I honestly, when people see me out and about and they give me like a weird look, I simply just smile at them. Sometimes people are just, they are who they are. And at the end of the day, you can be wearing the coolest outfit in the world and someone's still gonna say some shit. Just gotta roll with it.
Yeah, it comes with the territory for sure. But I agree. I feel like just growing up and stuff, you become more confident in yourself when you realize how like little it matters what other people think about what you're wearing or how you style your hair or whatever. And at the end of the day, like if it makes you happy and brings you joy, why should anyone else's opinion dilute that? Like you should just do what makes you happy. You live once, like live life how you want to. Don't live life based off of other people's opinions. So you said that you started thrifting. Is that really how you got into sustainable fashion? And then how did you know that you wanted to bring that more into like your social media presence and like your everyday fashion, like what you wear every day?
Yeah. So yeah, I would say that would be like my starting point for when I really started to get into sustainability in relation to fashion. I mean, thrifting and shopping vintage is something that I'll do that forever. I love vintage. So I'm always on like resale sites and stuff trying to find as many good deals. And I also, that's another thing too, is I don't like spending a lot of money on things. So I do think that it's great to be able to dig for these really cool pieces, but to find them for super cheap, it's almost like a little bit of an adrenaline rush. So that's why I love thrifting. But another thing that I love, or I have gotten more into in terms of sustainability and fashion as well, a lot of people I've met through like Instagram are like upcycling designers. So like a lot of small businesses that I love supporting and have got to know over the last few years now, and have even had the opportunity to work with sometimes, I've been loving a lot of their upcycled like quilted jackets, or even I'm wearing like a Casper collar right now, and someone made this piece out of vintage bed sheets. So I love wearing other people's art, basically. Honestly, I think that I love that even more than like vintage, maybe. I don't know, maybe equally, but I love wearing things that people can make, you know, out of like basically nothing, and something that would have probably been like thrown out or just sat at Value Village and no one was gonna buy it. And it's beautiful because now it has like a meaning to it. I wear a lot of pieces that are like nostalgic to me, and it makes me feel like a five-year-old, and I love that because that makes me happy. I mean, I'm always searching for like new emerging designers that really put a focus on sustainability. So I think that's another way I've been, like, other than shopping vintage and secondhand, really trying to be as sustainable as I can. And then of course, I've also been, sometimes I'll do clothing swaps and stuff with some friends. I'm part of a Facebook group that does that. And then there's been a lot of, I guess it might be more popular in the States, but there's like a lot of rental places popping up here in Toronto where you can rent pieces, which I think is so amazing because I'm like the worst with like a special occasion, feeling like I need to buy something new or I need to even go thrifting for something new when really I don't. But if I want something just for the day or for the weekend or something, it's amazing that you can rent a piece and have a whole new outfit without just over consuming and buying things you don't actually need.
I completely agree. I am like addicted to renting every month. Yeah. I get my little newly package in and I'm like, oh my God, it's Christmas. It's Hanukkah. I'm so excited. But I love that you mentioned, you know, like all the different aspects, because I feel like sustainability, it's such a broad term and there's so much that goes into sustainability, whether it's ethical fashion or renting or upcycling or shopping vintage or rewearing your closet a billion different times. So there's just so much that can be sustainable. And it's actually very easily accessible because, yeah, it's obviously great to support a sustainable brand, but you know, sometimes sustainable brands can be pricier because you're paying for the quality, you're paying for a garment that you're going to have forever. But me as a broke college student, I can't always afford those, you know, sustainable brands as much as I would love to. And so there are cheap ways of shopping sustainably, because I feel like that is sometimes not even a misconception, just like a common thought when it comes to like sustainable fashion. You're able to thrift or you're able to upcycle, and these are cheap ways of shopping sustainably. And then like you said, doing clothing swaps, borrowing your friend's clothes, shopping your own closet, like all of these things are great cheap ways of just being sustainable. Love that you mentioned how basically broad it is. So do you find that it's easy to express yourself? Because I feel like another misconception about sustainable fashion is that it's neutrals. It's those whites and the blacks and the nudes. Yeah. You have them in your closet forever and it's a very minimalist style. Do you find it easy or accessible to have this maximalist style while also being sustainable?
I think personally for me, I've been able to do it, but I've been building my closet over years and years. So I don't think that it's, oh, you can go out to a thrift store and just buy everything and have everything. I don't even do that. I definitely shop more secondhand online more than I do like in store anymore, just because again, too, I find going thrifting all the time too can just lead to you over consuming as well. I don't really like struggle expressing myself the way that I do because I've built like this, maybe it's almost like a maximalist capsule like wardrobe. I just feel like there are pieces that I will incorporate into almost all of my outfits. Like one thing I love are collars. So I have so many different collars, but again, they're all like sustainable too, but I definitely throw them into all of my outfits. I have like maybe three little tutus that I incorporate into a lot of my outfits. And people will point that out too. Like in my videos, people will say, oh, like you wore this again and you wore this again. And it's yes, because I definitely rewear my pieces that I love and that I have. I'm not going to just buy something and use it for a video and then not use it anymore. So I definitely really think about, even, I guess I'm getting a little sidetracked, but even when like brands will reach out to me or anything like that, I'm always really thinking about what I'm actually going to use and wear, because I don't want to, again, like just take it, oh, it's in a video and now it's getting thrown out. Like that's not right to me.
No, definitely. I had a friend ask me once, she doesn't have social media at all. And that's the complete and utter opposite of me. I have every social media platform out there. And so she was asking me, because I was telling her like, oh, like I'm a sustainable fashion, like content creator. And she was like, how does that work? Because I know that, like, she was like, when I did have social media, I followed a bunch of people that would talk about how much excess they have and how much like brands just randomly send them PR packages and stuff like that. And I'm like, sometimes that might be true. There's always ways of getting rid of that excess in a sustainable way, or you can always reach out to the brand who's sending you way too much PR and be like, hi, if you could maybe send these to other people or something like that. Or, I don't know, just find a small influencer that you could like have to promote your brand. But I'm like, I feel like I get skincare the most. I have so much skincare.
And
so
oh,
I'm
nice.
Like, oh, like when I see my cousins, I'll bring them all the skincare that they don't have. And when I see my mom, I give her all my like anti-aging stuff because she always asks for that stuff. Not that she needs it. She's beautiful. But she always asks for that stuff. And so I always like also keep that in mind because you are like a sustainable influencer who is getting sent like all this stuff from brands. So you always have to keep overconsumption in the front of your mind.
Yeah.
So what do you suggest? You know, I have people that they learn more about sustainable fashion on a random Tuesday and they'll DM me and be like, hi, like I just learned how harmful the fashion industry is and I want to start making my wardrobe more sustainable. What tips do you have for someone who's just starting out, who wants to just slowly and surely start making a sustainable capsule wardrobe?
Yeah, I would definitely first suggest, I always think, especially in relation to like figuring out your personal style and all of that kind of all together, I think taking out anything from your closet that just doesn't make you feel good, that you don't feel comfortable in. Everyone has things like this, I feel like, in their closet where it's just, oh, like, I just don't think it's like me anymore or anything like that. But I also think that even in maximalism and in the sense of being like sustainable, I think like you still have like your basics that I feel like everyone needs. It's just, I find how you like piece the things together. So I think like having like a pair of printed pants, you don't need to pair it with just a plain top. You can wear it with a different printed top. So it's like those odd combinations that I think people, they hesitate to try. I think that's, if it were my like maximalist capsule wardrobe, that'd be like my number one tip. But also bringing into it like pieces that I think are fun, but also practical too sometimes. Like for instance, I have a ton of really these fun furry bucket hats and they look wild and crazy, but honestly, they're so perfect for fall and winter. They keep my head warm, but they're still fun. They're not like boring. So I think it's like pieces that you would kind of always want for different seasons or whatever your temperature is like, wherever you live. But at the same time, pieces that are just like a step up from like the average bucket hat or like just a little bit of an elevated kind of look. Because honestly, you could still be wearing like a t-shirt and jeans and it can still look maximalist with like accessories. That's like my, I think if I had to say my secret weapon would be definitely accessories. I love going accessory heavy. I love hats. I love headbands, hair clips. I love the collars. I love my jewelry. So I think sometimes it can be like a more subdued outfit, but honestly, you just throw on a fun bucket hat and already it's, oh, like she's fun. So it varies. Everyone's capsule wardrobe would be different, but definitely add a tiny bit of color, a little bit of print, and a little bit of mixed textures, and I feel like you're set.
Yeah, I feel like making capsule wardrobe, it's like those perfect basics, like something like a good white t-shirt depending on like what you want to do, or a good like striped t-shirt or polka dot t-shirt, like depending on what your style is, and then a pair of jeans or a pair of printed pants, like you said, like having those good basics and like wear a billion different ways, and then having those like super funky pieces that you will literally never get rid of because they're so iconic that like they'll surpass any trend going on in the fashion industry because they're just so good. And I feel like it's like having that perfect mix of like basics and then like statement pieces. And then it's like, now you have all of it and you're good. You can just mix and match between all of that. And I've said a few times throughout this podcast, but shopping your own closet, what I mean by that is go take a day or an hour or a minute and just look at like a piece. I do this all the time. I like look at one piece that I haven't worn in a really long time or a piece that I wear all the time. And I'm like, okay, how can I style this 10 different ways? And I'll find a bunch of different ways to style it, whether it's like a sweatshirt, wearing it like a regular sweatshirt, or wearing it around my waist, or wearing it around my shoulders, or wearing something over top of it. And just find like how many different ways you can style that one piece. And then it's like you have a completely new garment because you're able to wear this so many different ways. So that's what I just have said a billion times, shop your own closet. But I'm like, that's what I mean by that. Is go through your stuff. And if you genuinely can't style something, then take it to Goodwill because it doesn't need to be in your capsule wardrobe if you're never going to wear it. Well, thank you so much for coming on with me today. Where can people find you on social media?
So my Instagram is my full name, Sarah Campos-Arcone. And then on TikTok, it's Sarah Camps. Nice and easy.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. Everyone go follow Sarah on her socials. And while you're at it, you can follow me on mine. My Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube are at Lexi Silverstein. That's L-E-X-Y, Silverstein, color, S-T-E-I-N, and remember to be ordinary.